extra podcast from the hosts of the Community Pulse. Let's hear what your hosts are talking about in this episode.
Great episode. We'll start off with that statement. It was a fantastic episode. Kind of positive, given that kind of a lot of things going on in the world of DevRel these days is not that positive. So it was good to have a positive episode about winning.
And recorded for posterity.
Yes, exactly. This is a moment in time, everyone. But also I felt like it was great because they spoke with such positivity about the wins that they had. And it was interesting because they kind of came from two different perspectives. You know, Kevin was very much the, here's how we kind of proved our value with outgoing information, you know, that was definitely directed outward. And Ola was kind of speaking about how developing better systems inward kind of helped the outward community in an indirect way. Like, so it was more like Kevin's information was direct. Like, we're going to make videos and we're going to metricize them and figure out what works and what doesn't. And Ola is more like, we're going to look at what we're doing and figure out how to make that better for the people who are out there. So I think that's definitely an interesting take on two ways to find success. I think that the key value that both of them mentioned was the idea of investment or buy-in from the people around them, understanding the value of taking a step back and saying, we're going to evaluate what we're doing and see what can be done better.
Yeah. And the process that they came to is just from one where it wasn't over-engineered. It wasn't really thought from a perspective of what can make my life easier and what am I trying to do, but from a compassionate standpoint of like, what is going to be easier for our people to understand? What is going to be easier for them to digest? And how can we remove any barriers for them to be able to have access to this information? So moving closer to their end user was the key to their success.
Right. I mean, you mentioned, for those of you who don't know, we have a back channel that we chat during mostly logistical things. But you mentioned in the chat, Wesley, you said this is a lot about going back to first principles. And I think that this is actually a key thing that I think is missing in a lot of DevRel success right now. We've gotten far away from like, our goal is to have a developer up model where we, you know, yes, we fill the funnel, but we do it by getting developers excited about the things that we do. And there's been too much like, we're focusing on the enterprise and, you know, we want to, you know, specifically do things in this way and silo it this way. And that's been, I think, taking away from the success of DevRel programs. Whereas if we, to partially quote Kevin, if we go back to keeping it simple, which was always my North Star as a coder. If I can keep my code simple, it's empathetic to the next coder. It's empathetic to the end user. It's empathetic to the situation that comes after me.
And keeping yourself.
And myself trying to decode things. But if we do that in the same in DevRel as well, where we keep it simple, we keep it moving forward, we keep it at a personal level, then I think that we're going to find we'll have more success. We'll find that there's more value to the things that we're bringing to the communities that we work with.
And also, I mean, this is also key to why we are out in the community, why we go to conferences, why we do public speaking, why we participate in social media, like I mentioned before, and have conversations about what's important to people. What are the things that they're struggling with? What are the ways that they like to consume information? How they like to be spoken to? And being embedded with the developer community gives us this sixth sense of what we need to do, where we need to lean towards, and why that we need to actually stay true to that, even though that there might be some quote unquote best practices from other organizations or other divisions or other practices. We know who our users are on such a visceral level that we need to make sure that there is space to make sure we explore that and that we actually stay true to that as well.
And I think you mentioned something that's kind of the tough part about DevRel too, is it's hard to stabilize. It's hard to establish a baseline model or even say what is a best practice when every organization is different. Every team is different. Every community is different. I think we need to spend more time finding the commonalities and stop pointing out the differences constantly. One of the arguments there was a discussion earlier this week in the DevRel Slack about I asked a question about certification. How do people feel about if certification became a thing? And you and I have discussed this ad nauseum. And yes, so many of us have had this talk. So many of us have had this talk. And I'm not saying yay or nay either side, but one of the arguments that came up as well, you know, DevRel is so specific to the organization and to the community. And that's great and that's true. But if we can't find commonalities, we're going to have a real hard time finding success. Because the last thing that people that I'm applying to jobs to, or people that are trying to work with devrelate.io or whatever, the last thing they want to hear is, well, this is very difficult because it always has to be bespoke. Well, bespoke is not a positive. It is if you're buying a suit coat. It's not a great term to a large-scale organization wanting to build out a program for a community. Does it have to happen? Yes, to a degree. But there need to be certain baseline things that we all can do to find success.
Yeah, it's closer to a Bible than a guidebook, where the philosophy of how you decide to proceed, the commandments that you choose to abide by, those are the things that maybe are kind of less specific, but kind of where you can find the nuance to be quote unquote bespoke, or how you can craft it to the specific vertical or industry or what you're trying to do. But there's a thought about what's right and what's wrong. There's a thought about what you should lean towards and what you should shun. And I think that's part of it that makes it hard to put in a certification, and where it's just a tome, where it's just a collection of different ways and examples. And that's kind of like what our podcast is part of, is just saying, these are things that you can lean on, you can learn from, and you can kind of get some of that sense. And it's just hard to do that in a certification. But it is like a philosophy that can be learned, but it's not some in which if you did take a certification, you could ever feel that you're done learning, or you could also feel that you know everything. So it's very expansive.
Right. And I think that's part of the misunderstanding that people outside of DevRel have when they talk about DevRel success. There is no like shining example of this is the perfect DevRel situation and it's always going to be and it always will be, because there's no such thing. And I think that we come from, I mean, we're in the world of tech where you can say, oh, well, you know, Larry Wall is the shining example of how things should be. Steve Jobs. And I mean, none of these people are perfect, but tech still looks at things that come from a time 30 years ago when we knew less about how horrible some of these people were. And so we idolize them and we pedestalize them in a negative way. We don't have that in DevRel. I mean, I think that Mary has been pedestalized a bit, but a lot of people say, well, Mary's not the only way you can do DevRel. Yeah, of course. That's true. And we don't have, so there's no North Star person that we can say that's the way we should do it. I think that's the issue when it comes to success. What we view as successful ourselves isn't always viewed as successful from the outside, because they don't yet understand what it is that we do. So a certification is just going to be like a, I mean, in the way I'm just going to toss my personal, it's the same thing as getting your MCSE in 1995. Cool. So Microsoft said you're good enough. That doesn't mean anything to me, especially if I'm not a Microsoft shop. Outside of the Microsoft ecosystem, no one cares that means something to you. And I also wanted to touch on, you mentioned that it's less of an encyclopedia, more of a Bible. And I think that's interesting, because I think that what a lot of companies need to start doing is kind of putting a little faith in their DevRel teams, putting a little bit more belief and less sales metrics on what they're doing to understand what it is that they consider success.
Same with like going to a named public university or a private university or Ivy League university. There's when you get a certification, the only thing that it proves is that you can pass a test.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You're a great test taker. Good job.
Exactly. Yes. Put it into practice is where it maybe there's a closer to an apprenticeship or something like that, that can hold more weight than a certification. But I think I mentioned this. I used to do social media. This was my previous role. And someone was like, oh, what do you do? Just send a tweet every day. How hard is that job? I was like, that's like looking at a NASCAR driver and saying, what do you do? Just drive in a circle or an oval or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That can't be that hard. It's just the lack of understanding really makes it so that it is hard to explain. But I think one thing that is truly apparent is that you kind of know who's doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who's doing it wrong. And when someone, if and people who come with it with these assumptions like, oh, I saw it done, I can now do it. You really, they may, if they're committed, they'll make the mistakes, they'll correct the mistakes, and then they'll iterate to the point where they could possibly be really good at whatever they're trying.
Mm-hmm.
But that the years of knowledge, the decades of knowledge that we have, not only from this domain, but from all our domains, that we are able to like do the things that we do, is really hard to say, here's the right combination, here's the right path for you.
Right, and, right. And it's, well, I mean, even look at a lot of people who are dev advocates or working in DevRel, whatever their title is, doesn't really matter, but that were teachers, stand-up mm-hmm. comedians, farmers, and yes, so there were some programmers too. You know, it's a different field depending on what it is exactly that brought you here, and I think that uniqueness, not the bespokeness of a DevRel program, but the uniqueness of the people delivering it, is really where things need to click. Mm-hmm. Chances are, you know, someone's background is less important than their ability to deliver.
Yep.
And can they deliver? Can they build a talk? Can they go to a conference and build a talk?
Yeah.
Can they deliver content? You know, are they coming up with new and inventive ways to get your message out mm-hmm. there? That's what matters.
Yeah. And can they hold competing needs in their head, right?
Right.
The business needs, the developer needs, can they hold all of this stuff in right. their heads when they're trying to do all of this stuff?
Can they advocate for the company? Can they advocate for the developers using the company's products?
Yeah. Or people who might have a disability, or mm-hmm. people who are new to tech, or people who are seasoned to tech, or people who are seasoned to tech, but from a different tech stack, and now they're new to this new tech stack. All of those things are important, and you have to keep all of those values and all of those personas mm-hmm. in the things that you're trying to create.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think there's a lot more I think we could have touched on in that talk, as far as like success and how it works. We got kind of
yes.
drilled down very specific from the top, but I think all in all, it was a good episode, and I really enjoyed Ola and Kevin's takes on it.
Yes. Yes. It was really good. And we'll have them back for the creative episode and
absolutely.
The Turducken episode.
The Turducken episode, the podcast about podcasts, about podcasts. Awesome. So Wesley, thank you so much for this. And for everyone listening, thank you as always. And we'll see you next time on the AfterPulse.
This has been another episode of AfterPulse with Mary Thangwall, Jason Hand, PJ Haggerty, and Wesley Faulkner. Learn more at communitypulse.io or at community_pulse on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next time on the